Hi everybody, Ryan Ballinger with Golf News Net. Great to have you here today for this episode of The Bag Room and a crossover episode with Green Shoots, which is our golf and entrepreneurialism podcast. Today our guest is Todd Davidson, who's a sales manager with Echo Golf, and we had a conversation with him recently to talk about their collaboration with Eric Van Rooyen, putting out a second pair of shoes as a special collaboration between Echo and EVR. A guy you might know for wearing joggers, for his facial hair, for unique appearance on the PGA Tour, but also being one hell of a golfer himself. So I had this conversation with Todd, and I started with the question of how this all came together and the influence that Eric had on this shoe. Hope you enjoyed this conversation with Todd Davidson.
It's like Sam Ryder and that are kind of following that trend that he set 3-4 years ago. The mustache, I mean, even his swing is like technically sound. So he really does stand out as unique, as different. So we just kind of identified him as the perfect ambassador, as you know, a trendsetter on tour. We kind of feel that we're also a trendsetter in golf. I mean, obviously with the whole hybrid design that we came out with in 2010 and leading the market in that hybrid category today, he was just really the perfect fit to partner with us. And when we did originally partner with him, you know, he was just coming off a win, or sorry, he had just won after we had partnered with him, but you know, he slipped off a little bit, but he's still a world-class player. I would say in terms of his influence on the design, it would be 50-50. Like obviously we have the Byam Hybrid family. He prefers the Byam Hybrid 4, which is his EVR limited edition. So he wears S3, he wears H4, but we really let him focus on, hey, what would you like to do a collaboration with? And he picked H4. And it's pretty straightforward. I mean, we let him have discretion in terms of what he would like to see in the collab. And as long as it's not too far outside of the boundaries of Echo, because Echo can be, you know, pretty stringent on the boundaries, then we proceed. So, you know, I'm sure you've seen the new EVR shoe.
You know, have it in hand. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, it's cool. You know, things with the whole music theme, the fashion theme, the mustache theme, that was all him. We just kind of asked him, hey, what are your interests? Like, what are things outside of golf that interest you that we can, you know, come up with a collab that it's very specific to you as an individual and everything that you like and that is unique. And so, yeah, that was it. Mustache, that legendary mustache, the music with the guitar. He's a huge guitar guy. And then the what was the other thing? What was the third thing? Can't remember. Mustache, guitar,
video game controller.
Video game controller. That's it. Yeah.
So did he maybe take anything from the stuff that you've done with Lydia, kind of around collaborative design? Was there any influence there, or just kind of start fresh with Eric?
Start fresh with Eric. Obviously he's aware of the Lydia collaboration. We've had them together in video shoots and that, but this was really a start from scratch, kind of open palette. You tell us what your interests are, and you know, he kind of guided the ship on that direction. We basically, like I said, we set the product together on H4. So in terms of a product perspective, like there's really nothing outside of the norm. Like we didn't create a different outsole for him or a different fit or a different last. You know, it was simply on an existing, you know, one of our top selling collections that we said, hey, this is what we have to work with. This is our fresh slate. You tell us what you want to do with some of this inspiration to make it your own EVR collab. So a bit of both.
So how many pairs does Eric have of his own shoe?
I believe, don't quote me on this, I would say a couple. I want to say 2 to 3 of his own shoe. He has quite a few pairs of S3, quite a few pairs of H4, and I believe a couple pairs of his own collab shoe.
And I mean, I don't even know the answer to this for a general tour pro, but how long do they typically wear a shoe for?
To be honest, that varies. Like, we've had some tour players over the years that I can go back to Aaron Baddeley, who we provided him a pair of World Class, and he would wear it for 3-4 years on tour before asking for another pair. And he would have one pair. And, you know, it's like, Aaron, do you want, like, you're on the PGA Tour, would you like a couple pairs to rotate? It's like, no, I'm good with one pair. And then we have other, you know, players present, past, that they want a new pair for every round, you know, upwards of 25, 30 pairs. So it really depends on the player. I would say Eric's probably somewhere in the middle. I'm just guessing, you know, with Echo, he's probably got 12 to 15 pairs with us that he's gotten his kind of lineup.
Yeah, well, just kind of curious. I mean, some people are obviously sneakerhead kind of folks, and they like all kinds of different variety. I assume some of it is interest in aesthetic. Is some of it performance related as well?
For sure, yeah. And that's one of the reasons why he liked this, is it's functionality wise. You know, you've got Biome, which is obviously the functionality piece, low to the ground, stability, mimics the natural motion of the foot, which he liked. But it also was, you know, like a lot of Echo products, a lifestyle looking shoe that he could wear kind of from the golf course to the grill house. So it's not quite as lifestyle or casual perhaps as some of the other styles that we've had, but it would be in the existing collection, something that, you know, he wears to our media shoots, and that he's already got this on coming out of the car. He's doing the shoot with this on, and he's leaving with it on. He's not changing his footwear. So I think that lifestyle piece is important to him.
To try to transition to autumn winter for 24, when you're thinking, and obviously you guys are thinking well in advance, as we talked about, of where we are currently when you're thinking about those seasons, how much influence, if any, do professional wearers, professional staff wearers have on future iterations of the shoe? And what does that look like? How are they involved?
It's funny. We just, we actually talked about that today. So we're in the phase now where we're producing samples. So part of that is, okay, now the product look good. It looks good. We think it's going to perform well, but we also have to go through the wear testing. And, you know, some of that wear testing is with amateur golfers, and that's good in the sense that they can give feedback on comfort. But they can't necessarily give the same feedback that a tour player like Eric could or Lydia could. Their feedback is much more from a functionality perspective, performance perspective, as well as a comfort perspective, something that the average golfer can't relate to. So for example, we might say to Eric during these wear testing sessions, can you swing like a little bit harder, or can you rotate through the shot a little bit differently, or can you put a little bit more pressure on the back of your foot, or, you know, the front of your foot? And then we have sensors that can pick up on that, where if we ask an average golfer to do that, they might not have the caliber and skill to be able to, one, do it, but then really kind of provide that feedback to us from, you know, how is it performing from a functional performance perspective? So to have that tour player presence that's part of that product testing or wear testing, like Eric, like Lydia, is huge, hugely beneficial to us.
Can you give folks a better idea, not on top of kind of pressure mat testing or sensor testing, what are the types of things you're trying to run either amateurs or staffers through in terms of testing shoes for matching the performance that you guys expect?
Yeah, I mean, obviously traction is important. We are, you know, everything that we do is basically comfort-driven innovation. So it all revolves around comfort. But within that, we need to ensure that the traction is there. So traction can be, it can be controlled by the material itself, which is typically a TPU, a thermal polyurethane outsole. So controlling the densities of that, where that flexes. So when you think of a shoe, it's very important that it flexes here at the forefoot, because, you know, we talked about it this morning, the average golfer is only hitting a shot for 12 to 13 seconds, you know, of all the shots they hit on the golf course. The other 4 hours and 15 minutes they're walking. So they need that flexibility here, but they need that rotational and torsional support side to side. So different densities would be important. Different patterns of the outsole is something that we test before we launch product. So it's important that, like I said, from a traction perspective, that the angles, the actual grid itself provides, you know, optimal traction. So that would be something. Performance, again, the stability, but more importantly, the fit. Can someone wear it out of the box? You know, out of the box comfort is highly, highly important to Echo. Can someone, whether it's an amateur golfer, whether it's a golf professional that works at a club, whether it's a tour professional, can they walk in this shoe for 4 or 4.5 hours and have no break-in period? And that's ultimately what we want to achieve is, yes, the performance, traction, you know, functional side, but ultimately, is it comfortable when you finish a round of golf?
Makes sense. When you've introduced an issue, when you've put it into the marketplace, do you already kind of have do you have a nitpicky list of things you're like, I kind of like to change that, or a checklist of things you want to maybe enhance or improve as you go to the next piece of the cycle?
We do. We can gauge by sell in. So when we're selling in to our key customers, how successful the product's going to be. We have a good read on that. And then sell out or check out the consumers purchasing really gives us, you know, even more important feedback on, hey, how well is it checking out? You know, is it checking out very well or just kind of moderately? And then, you know, the product that checks out relatively well, we just roll it forward to the following season with perhaps some new color updates and that. The product that's selling moderately, we'll do some small tweaks, whether it's like a material change or a color change or perhaps even a pattern change to the upper. But it's very, very minimal. And that's how we typically get a good read on how we want to make changes for the following season.
Are there things that the consumer doesn't see or maybe doesn't know that get changed? And how much of that is what changes?
I think it really is dependent on the consumer. There's consumers that are extremely educated. They, and not just with Echo, just in golf in general, you know, they understand Echo, they understand the competitors within the footwear space. So those designs really hit home with them because they understand what we're trying to achieve, right? We don't have any glue or cement or stitching. The only company that does that. We're the only company that is still major footwear golf company that's family owned to this day. Global manufacturer, innovative footwear. We own all our own tanneries. We own our production. So that's important to some people, and that shows in the comfort and the design. And then others, you know, it's not as important. They might know that, they might not know that. They're purchasing for other reasons. They're purchasing for the design, the color, in a lot of cases, the price. Is a factor. So there's really a wide range of consumers that know about everything that goes into a product and a lot that don't necessarily understand or know everything that goes into an Echo product.
And then one last question. What's your favorite piece, part, detail, no matter how small or big, from this new collection?
To me, the C4. So the C4, it's a new collection, which we have new colors, but it's an existing style. It has just been incredible. It's Gore-Tex 360 Surround, which is a technology that basically is fully waterproof, but doesn't compromise breathability, which is huge. The design of it is just extremely fast. It comes in a lace and a boa. The color ups are incredible. And that's what I'm most excited about for the new launch. But I would say from a consumer perspective and that it's probably, you know, that we have a commercial spike product for the first time in a long time in our biome tour. So that is actually just hit the market today, really. Our key accounts and customers are just starting to receive that. And that is something that we haven't had in a long time. We've always been, at least we feel, the leader in the premium hybrid segment or the premium spikeless segment. But now we have a commercial spike product that we think will really check out because, you know, it's at a good price point. It's a very, very good design and commercial look. So for the consumer, that's what I'm most excited about is Biome Tour. Personally, I'm most excited about C4.
Thanks so much to Todd for joining us. I very much appreciate having him on. If you've liked what this conversation brought about, you're curious about the shoe, head over to Echo's website and check it out for yourself. They're still available. They're really comfortable shoes. I mean, I have tons of pairs of Echoes over the years and still have many pairs of them because they're just incredibly comfortable pieces of footwear, and they're some of the best in the market. So check them out. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of the show. If you have any questions, follow me on social media at the handle Ryan Ballingy or Golf News Net. You can email me Ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. We'll see you next time.